Mini episode 908 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 906 and our preview of NFL Week 10. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with a look around the league and picks for each game. I was 6-8 last week, 2-1 on my big three and 1-0 on my lock pick, bringing me to 70-72-2, 16-13-1, and 6-4 on the year in those categories. Four teams are on the bye this week: Indianapolis, Carolina, San Francisco, and the New York Jets. Thursday night could see a playoff preview in Pittsburgh hosts Tennessee, laying a touchdown up from 6.5. These teams have played close games the past few weeks, which is why we're picking the Titans to stay within the number. If you need to know about the present status of the Baltimore Ravens, who travel to Green Bay this weekend, reflect on the fact that they are further out of the playoff picture than the Packers, who are in a tougher conference now without Aaron Rodgers. Nonetheless, the Ravens are laying 1 on the road, down from 2.5. The Pack proved us wrong last week, and they've got more momentum than the reeling Ratbirds, so we'll ride with the home team. No Carson Palmer and no Deshaun Watson for the Cardinals at the Texans. No J.J. Watt either. Welcome to NFL Injury Palooza 2017. For reasons that we can't quite comprehend, they're going to go ahead and play this game anyway. Houston's laying 1 in a game that started with the Cards laying 2. With Arizona's garbage third down defense and them being on the road, we'll go against them. When the Redskins started the season, they probably didn't anticipate that they'd be encountering maybe the league's biggest buzzsaw in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in Week 11, but here we are. Washington's getting 9, up from 7.5. The Skins present the first real offensive challenge that the Saints have seen in a month, which makes us think that they'll get inside that number. Blake Bortles is in a situation where his team is laying 9, up from 7.5, on the road. Of course, it's the Cleveland Browns, so that almost doesn't count. The Jags are actually more bend but don't break in combating the run, but it's not like the Browns would have the discipline to commit to the run. Get on Jacksonville. After losing to the Niners, it's hard to imagine what indignities may still lie ahead for the Giants. They'll start to find out this weekend at home against the Chiefs, getting 11.5 down from 13. Oddly, the Kansas City defense presents something of a get-well opportunity for New York, so we think that they'll sneak in through the back door. In a renewal of their big playoff rivalry of the 1970s, the stakes are high again as the LA Rams and the Vikings jostle in Minnesota, with the home team laying 1 down from 2.5. With the Vikings matching up well, at least against the Los Angeles run game, they should be able to slow them down enough to steal the win. Only in the weak AFC could the Bills still be on the periphery of the playoff picture, but they are, and they're getting 4.5 from the Chargers at the Junior College Soccer Stadium. In a battle of two teams who are downtrodden at the moment, we'll take the home team, who at least is not having an identity crisis at quarterback. Did somebody say tuck rule? The Pats are playing the Raiders again, this time in Mexico City, and they're laying 7.5 up from 5. David Carr's been hot enough lately that you have to believe that Oaktown can cover. One of the league's fiercest rivalries flares up again Sunday night in Jerry World, and the stakes are high, especially for the home Cowboys, when they get 4 up from a field goal from the Eagles. There's no reason whatsoever to like Dallas here, which leads us to think that this is one of a handful of games each year with a completely inexplicable result. Take the Cowpokes. Two of the last three NFC championships have belonged to the Seahawks and the Falcons, although it now seems a bit of a stretch to think that either will get another one this year. Seattle's laying 2.5 at home Monday night. Atlanta finally has offensive momentum again just as Richard Sherman goes down. That can't be a coincidence. We'll take the Eastern Birds in this winged battle, considering that they prevailed last year in the playoffs against them as well. Now for the big three. In the hurricane-delayed Battle of Florida, it's a pick'em game that started with Miami laying 2.5. Both teams are awful right now, but with the Dolphins' self-inflicted wound of giving away Jay Ajayi, and the Bucks at least coming off a win, Tampa Bay has the better chance here. It's hard to believe that only two seasons ago, the Broncos won the Super Bowl and Cincy was in the playoffs also. Denver's laying 2.5 at home. With both passing games in the crapper, the fact that the home team has an easier matchup on the ground is all the reason that you need to take them. And here's the 1,000-star, gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 11. The Bears have already fallen out of true playoff contention in the NFC, and the Lions are hanging on by a thread. Detroit's laying 2.5 on the road, and they're unlikely for a letdown game before Thanksgiving, since they already had one for most of the game against the Brownies last week, so look for them to cover. Thank you for tuning into this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.